Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Today's episode of Measuring Success Right. Today we have a different episode. Instead of interviewing someone, we have the whole Measuring Success Right podcast team with us, and each of us thought it would be fun if we could share a little bit about how we measure success. So we have myself, Tyler, and then we have Luke, Emily, and Tim here, and we're all super excited to talk about how we measure success in our lives.
So I've been thinking about this a little bit, especially with interviewing others on this podcast. And the main thing that I came up with for myself with how I measure success right is making sure that whatever I'm doing, I stay true to my core principles and I do things that help to gain self-respect. And the reason that I chose this is because I've had some instances in life where I've been unsuccessful in outside perspectives. But from an inward perspective, I've still felt like a successful person. And one example that I'll share is I have been playing on the BYU Ultimate Frisbee team since I got to BYU 5 years ago. And it's been a really fun experience. And the team has been very successful. We've been in the top five in the nation for about 4 years now. And the one thing that makes it difficult being on this team is we are not able to ever be a part of the postseason national championships, even though we're one of the best in the nation. And this is due to policies with BYU against not playing on Sunday. They usually have the national championships over a Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And so each year, even though we're one of the top-ranked teams, we don't get to participate in the national championships. And this has definitely been a bummer, especially for the first little bit. But it's been a really cool experience to see how just this one little thing that has come up has led to a lot of religious discussions. And that's something that I value more than almost anything else. This sort of experience, not being able to play at a national championship, even though we might have the track record for it, has helped me gain a lot of self-respect because I know that even though I'd love to be playing there, I also put religion and my morals high as well. And it's been really cool to have conversations open up with different players on other teams about religion and other people that kind of show some appreciation for what we're doing. It's been really cool to see that even though we don't get to participate in the postseason, the success has come by getting in conversations that I view as successful. And so this sort of experience and others in my life have led me to feel like success can be measured as I stay consistent with my morals and also as I do things that help me gain self-respect for myself. Because at the end of the day, if you can't live with yourself and you have everything in the world, are you really living a good life? And in my opinion, no, I would rather be comfortable living with myself. And so that's the main way that I measure success in my life.
Okay, awesome. So this is Emily, and I kind of have my definition of success in a little bit of a form of a story. So every school year, I choose a theme. And this year's theme was based off of a story I heard in a talk. So basically, this man saved up all of his money for a really, really long time because he wanted to go to Europe and see a lot of the cool sites, the historical places, the beautiful things. And he did it through buying a cruise. And he went on the cruise. He saw a lot of the amazing things. But what he didn't know about the cruise is that all of the food was free. Instead, he had spent the whole cruise eating canned food. And on the last day, one of the people on the cruise was like, "What was your favorite part?" And he was like, "Seeing the things, seeing the amazing sights." And the person was like, "But how was the food?" And the guy was like, "What?" And the person on the cruise was like, "It was all free." And he had no idea. And so from the story, I kind of taken the catchphrase, "Live up to your privileges." And as I've thought about it over the last few months, I feel like it's actually a good way to measure success. You need to be able to live up to your privileges and not in not any just one area, in physical, in spiritual, in academic, in all the different areas. I think it's really easy to be lazy and maybe not push yourself and live up to what you could be or what you could do. And it's easy to settle in and just stick with your can of beans, but instead being able to push ourselves and be able to be the people that we can be. And so I think just like each day being able to push ourselves and to be the person that we can be, to live up to those privileges. It might not look the same for everyone, and every day is probably going to look a little bit different. But as we strive to be that person, we'll be able to be more than we ever thought we could be.
Thanks, Emily. This is Tim. I personally measure success based on goals. Now, that is not that different from most people. I would say that I have a little bit of a different perspective with goals. I set, obviously, big goals for myself. Some of those would be graduating college, getting my first job, or graduating graduate school, things like that are big goals that only happen, I would say, every couple of years or after a certain amount of time. They're goals that I know look forward pretty far into the future. Beside those goals, I have almost like a laundry list of personal goals that are repeatable day to day. In that sense, maybe they're not quite as much goals as they are just tasks. I like to view them as goals because they might not be accomplished despite my best efforts to accomplish them. These goals are include things like saying my prayers, reading the scriptures, also completing my homework, cooking myself a meal, making my bed. So obviously there's this big long list of goals, and I would say I'm realistic in the sense that I know that maybe not every day I'm going to accomplish all of those goals. But I do feel like my personal satisfaction comes from a lot of completing these goals. I've noticed I feel better on days where I've read my scriptures, or I've made my bed, or I've been successful or productive at school. Those days I tend to have greater personal satisfaction than on days where I have not accomplished that much. So I would say I measure my success a lot on that feeling of satisfaction, and that satisfaction comes from my goals. If I am meeting all these little goals and feeling like I'm being productive and being a good disciple, a good family member, a good member of society, then I tend to feel like I'm very successful. And if I have days that I'm not accomplishing those and not feeling that satisfaction, then I tend to feel like my success has been limited. So that would be my main way of measuring success is through goals and through that feeling of personal satisfaction with what I've accomplished.
Thanks, Tim. I like that a lot about how you measure success. When I think about how I measure success in my personal life, I think that a lot of the ways I do came from how I was raised. The biggest way that I measure success is asking myself, did I do my best? I remember growing up, several times after I would do something, my parents would ask me a simple question, did you do your best? And that was whether it was taking a test in school, trying out for a basketball team. No matter what I was doing, whenever my parents asked me how it was, they just said, did you do your best? And if I did my best, they were always happy and proud of me. And I think that's a really good way to measure success. And that's the way that I measure success in a lot of different aspects of my life, is if I'm always doing my best and giving it my full effort, then to me that's a success. In school, if I'm going to class, taking notes, studying hard, and no matter what the results are, I can be happy because I know that I'm doing my best. So that's a big way that I have measured success in my life. Another way that I measure success is asking myself the question, am I lifting those around me? A big part of being successful to me is serving others and helping others do what they can't do. So that's another way that I try to measure success, is always making sure that I'm lifting those around me. Thanks so much to everyone who listened to today's episode. We encourage you to go to our website at marriottstudentreview.org and check out our Saturday reads and our blog. Tune in for next episode. Thanks.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about measuring success right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.